The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. A little COVID update for the state of Ohio. The numbers continue on a downward trend. Today, the number of new cases reported right at 1,900. And of course, remember, we peaked out not long ago at 7,000 or more cases a day. So the trend is very, very good. Positivity rate continues to decline. The number of deaths attributed to COVID. And again, because you are smarter than the average bear, you know that according to the CDC, those deaths reported are not necessarily because of COVID, but people with COVID. Not all the people reported dying of COVID actually are dying of COVID. They're dying with COVID. A lot of difference. But again, most of you know that. What about the schools? Governor DeWine has made it absolutely clear. He wants all of the kids in school in the state of Ohio to be in person, in class, with real teachers standing in front of them by March 1st. Some of the larger metropolitan school district unions are going, no, we could get COVID. Really? Yeah. In spite of the fact of all the facts, all of the data, all of the research indicating the kids are safer in school than at home. And overall, the kids do not transmit COVID to adults. Can it happen? Yes, but it is rare. Folks, listen, you get in your car and drive to Kroger's, you're running a risk. Most people who leave their house and drive to Kroger's are going to get to Kroger's, they're going to get back home, and they're going to be fine. But there is a tiny, tiny, small percentage of people that are going to be in a wreck, either going to Kroger's or coming home. So does that mean you never go to Kroger's? Of course not. Everything you do in life is a risk. The risk, according to all of the science, all of the data, the risk for teachers getting COVID from the students is very, very small. Okay, so where are we at in the state of Ohio? How many districts are right now 5-day in-person classes? 5-day in-person classes. Out of 609 individual school districts in the state of Ohio, 416 have said, hey, it's safe, we're going back to school. That means 68.3% of all of the districts in Ohio are now 5-day in person. How many children does that represent? 770,737, or 50.8%. So 68.3% of the school districts are now back in school full-time. 50.8%, we can round that up, 51% of the students in the state of Ohio are back in the classroom. 50%? In spite of the fact that all of the data, all the science, all the research indicates that it's safe? And now, why is it 68.3% of the districts are back in person in school and only 51% of the kids, because it is the larger school districts like Columbus that have said, no, we don't want to get the kids back. Okay, anyway. What about full access to hybrid, partially in school, partially online? 29.2% of the districts and 36.5% of the kids. But get this. In the state of Ohio, there are still 103,805 students that have no access to in-class teaching at all. 7% of the school's kids in the state of Ohio are still sitting home with full remote education. It represents 10 districts out of the state, which is 1.6%. 1.6% of the districts, but 7% of the kids, because, again, it is the larger school districts that have balked at getting the kids back in school. So out of 1,517,258 kids in Ohio schools, 770,737 are finally back in school. But you know the most tragic thing of all? Many people have known for a long time that the kids weren't spreading COVID. It's not that they're completely exempt. They're not completely immune. But COVID-19 is not a child's disease. Flu, yes. Common cold, of course. But COVID, no. We have known from the very listen, way back last April, if you're a longtime regular listener, way back last April, I was reading to you almost on a daily basis the percentage of people in the state of Ohio with COVID. And for a long time, if you looked at the state website, the Ohio Department of Health website, you would see children 1 to whatever it is, 12, 1 to 12 or whatever, the percentage for months and months and months, 0%. Remember that? I used to read those to you almost every day. 0%. So we have known the kids were safe in school. And we have known for a long time that the kids are not spreading it to adults either. So for the overwhelming majority of kids in the state of Ohio, almost an entire year of their education was wasted. In spite of the fact, in spite of the science. And that is sad, folks. That is really, really sad. But anyway, the trend is good. I honestly don't know where the Columbus schools are. Governor DeWine was threatening them. They were threatening Governor DeWine a few days ago. So I'm not sure where the Columbus schools are in this mess. But the good news is 51% of Ohio students are back in the classroom with in-person education. That's good news. And the districts that have not abided by the science, shame on them. The unions that have been fighting this, shame on them.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, I am honestly, I'm not one to try to find blame in every situation and cast blame here and cast blame there. At least I certainly hope that is not one of my characteristics. But in the years ahead, as we look back on this COVID-19 pandemic, there are going to be uncovered some incredible mistakes. Now, granted, and again, I'm not trying to just find somebody to blame. I'm really not. Granted, this was new. It was unique. It was a virus unknown before. We weren't sure where it came from. We think we know now, but we're not sure. There is still a great deal of debate about whether it was something that was naturally occurring or whether this thing was engineered in a lab like a chemical weapon or a biological weapon. Because there was so much that we did not know, I think we can understand that a lot of mistakes have been made. But it is also true that, as is usual, political leaders and the liberal left primarily have ignored science. I grew up being called a science denier. You're a Christian. You deny science. You believe in creation. You believe in God. You know, you're a science denier. Folks, listen. There is no doubt whatsoever that the science deniers today are on the left. I have a couple of stories about transgenders and transgenderism, and they are blatant, in your face, illustrations of how the liberal left is absolutely denying settled science. They are denying settled science. All right. As we were talking about before the break, for months and months and months, we have known, and I use that word advisedly, we have known that children, for the most part, are not at risk for COVID-19. Now, when a child got it, or in the extremely, extremely, extremely rare case where a child died, the news media went crazy. But it was rare. It is still rare. If you go to the Ohio Department of Health COVID-19 website today, right now, you can find the percentage of people in the state of Ohio with COVID according to the age group. And it's still those 70 years of age and older, 80%. Those 11 or 12 years old and younger, almost too small to measure. So we've known this. This is not anything new. We have known this. There are a whole lot of things we didn't know about this virus, but that is one thing we have known. And yet, governors, health departments, Dr. Fauci, teachers unions have said, we got to stay home. We got to do remote learning. We got to do remote learning. We can't get these kids in class. We can't risk the teachers being in class. In spite of the truth and the facts, they were absolutely denying settled science. And we're going to see in the months and the years ahead the absolutely devastating results of refusing to believe science. Here's a Washington Post story from today. Had no idea this was happening. Listen to this headline. Unprecedented numbers of students have disappeared during the pandemic. Schools are working harder than ever to find them. It is a lengthy 8-page article from the Washington Post chronicling the thousands and thousands and thousands of students that have disappeared. Now, where did they go? The schools don't know. They don't know whether they're still alive. They don't know whether they went to homeschool. They don't know whether they went to private school. They just have no idea. The story begins by talking about Detroit public schools. In Detroit, there are over 3,000 students. 3,000 students, they have no idea where they are. No clue whatsoever where they are. In North Carolina, 10,000 students. In New Mexico, 12,000 students. Unaccounted for. Now, here's the most one of the most tragic things. Now, I don't think that these kids have died. Just the schools have lost track of them. They have no idea where they are, what they're doing. Again, they don't know whether they've gone to homeschool or private school, or they just don't know. But here is why the schools are trying to find them. And I quote from the Washington Post article. I'm quoting. They have strong incentives to find them because school funding is often allocated on a per pupil basis. So why are they so desperate in finding these missing students? They don't get federal dollars unless they can count them. And I thought, as I read through the article, when I first began reading the article, I thought, well, they're concerned about the kids. They really care about the kids. They want to know where they are and what, you know, how they're doing. And then I found out, no, they got to find them because they won't get federal dollars unless they can count them. It's all about nickels and noses. It is deeply worrisome for educators when they cannot account for where a young person is or whether they are learning and safe. Quote, there's just a whole layer of kids across America who have just disappeared because of the pandemic. A lot of good things have been done. This Operation Warp Speed for the vaccine, although not everybody agrees with that. The numbers are beginning to drop. That's good news. I think a lot of good decisions have been made on governmental levels and so forth. But one of the greatest mistakes of all, the kids and the schools, and once again, the liberal left, have proven themselves to be the science deniers.